Soundings presents an unabridged recording of Droit of the Crown, written by David Donicky and read by John Telfer. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by Soundings. Chapter 1. December 1796. With the approach of a new year, at home in England, the name of John Pierce lay on the lips of a number of people. With one other, it was thoughts, and these were filled with hate. Henry Dundas, Minister of War in the government of William Pitt, was the most commanding of the vocal participants, and he was talking to Samuel Oliphant, a confidential agent he had employed on more than one occasion. They were discussing the high-value cargo of silver Pierce, in command of HMS Hazard, had taken when capturing a Spanish frigate, the Santa Leocadia. Not that he'd done so alone. He'd been in the company of the frigate HMS Lively, under her aristocratic and well-connected captain, Lord Langholm. This just one of the factors complicating matters in what to do about it. At the time of the action, Spain had still, officially, been part of the coalition of European nations, fighting the upheavals unleashed by revolutionary France. John Pierce and Samuel Oliphant, both engaged in a secret mission on behalf of Dundas, had discovered incontrovertible proof of the Spanish intention to desert its allies and side with the French. The decision had already been taken in Madrid, enshrined in a binding, signed, but secret treaty. Action only awaiting the arrival of a cargo of silver coming from South America.
"The salts on the Board of Admiralty are in a bit of a bind, thanks to Langholm," Dundas admitted with a wry smile. "They can't sanction Pierce and court-martial him, which a majority are fixated on, without including Langholm in the process. From what I hear, he's done his best to ditch Pierce while covering his own back."
"He most certainly has, and I'm only able to speculate on the contents. But I'm sure if you were to read it carefully, it would hint at grounds for the Board of Admiralty to exonerate Pierce, no doubt composed with the aim of claiming, should it be forthcoming, half of any prize money. Our noble lord will have based his ability to escape censure on the grounds, given I'd got for him an admiralty pennant, Pierce had the power to ignore his orders."
The fact Langholm acknowledged.
The look on the Dundas face told Oliphant his employer was unused to being interrupted, but there was no verbal rebuke. More
sample complete. Ready to continue?